writer, director, Stuart Asher, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The movie's called Hashtag Stuck, and you know, we're very excited. It opens next week in theaters throughout the country, including here in Phoenix. I want to tell our listeners a little bit about the film first before we ask you some questions about it. Joel David Moore and Madeline Zima play two people who get stuck in a dead-stop traffic jam the morning after a hot one-night stand. As they begrudgingly get to know each other, we learn of their sexual evening and are then led to their surprising destiny. It opens Friday, October 10th here in Phoenix.
And my birthday.
Really? Okay.
Well, big celebration.
Big celebration. You should
the big 8-0.
You're going to
I'm going to see it because I saw the trailer. I can say stuff about the trailer.
Of course.
Rarely do I laugh when watching a trailer, but I laughed when seeing this trailer. This looks very, very funny.
Yes.
I can't wait to see this film.
We were talking to Stuart a little bit earlier about this premise, and you know, Dave says he has had a one-night stand and that ended with a car traffic jam. And that,
in
that
Los
ended,
Angeles.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Really?
No, not really. Not but really. Still, I can imagine.
But so tell us, is this autobiographical? You know, tell us where this story came from.
Well, you know, I have been stuck in traffic. I'll tell you that much.
You live in Los Angeles, don't you?
Yeah, you know.
I know how that is.
Avoid it.
Oh, yeah.
I could say, you know, they say right with what you know, right? So mm-hmm. there's definitely some of it rooted in truth, but of course it's over-dramatized for comedic effect.
Right,
but
right.
Like that. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the trailer.
Oh, it's fabulous. I can't wait to see this movie.
Yeah, and you know, we will talk more about it next week, you know, our full review, but it does look excellent, and I want to let our listeners know that it's not all set in the car. We do get to see, the story kind of takes place in two directions, one that's going forward and one that's going in reverse. We get to see how their night together, you know, transpired, you know, from end to beginning, right?
Correct, exactly. Kind of like the memento. Structure.
Yes.
I remember that film.
Yes.
Love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great way to tell a story, and you know, especially when it comes to the dating world, because it's kind of a difficult world out there, isn't it, Stuart?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm told it's extremely difficult, but it's I feel a lot of it has to do with technology, a lot of it has to do with the way humans interact anymore. I mean, we can go on and on. But I felt like this. I made the real inspiration for the film was sort of slice of life of the reality of how people sort of reverse engineer relationships now. You know, they start with the intimate and then work their way backwards a lot of times, and it doesn't always work.
Yes.
You know, that's a good point that you bring up. I've said that all the time. That wouldn't it be nice if people started really at the end of the relationship? You know, 80, 90 years old, and then work forward. That means they would have known each other, become really good friends. And if you start from that point and move forward, then there's more passion coming the longer you're in the relationship.
Yeah, I think that's very wise. And like a romantic comedy version of Benjamin Button, sort of what you're
thinking. That's right. That
weird. Yeah. Weird and kind of cool.
Yeah, but maybe some good lessons for society.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as a bigger thematic, yeah, I think that's it's actually very interesting. I hadn't thought about it to that degree, but yeah, I guess that's sort of how it should go, right?
I think I should call you. We could co-author something like this, because I think it'd be a good lesson.
Maybe it's a sequel. I love it.
Yeah,
that'd be sort of cool.
Hashtag stuck too. Stuck again.
Or stuck on you.
Hashtag stuck button.
This time is real.
Yes.
Oh, Dave, also notice the hashtag goes in front of the word.
Oh, yeah, I finally learned that.
Yeah, it's a lot of his things haven't gone through. Well, you know, it was interesting because we put the title of the film on Facebook just to promote the show, you know, hashtag stuck.
And it underlines it and makes it a link.
Yeah, and then you click on that, and all these other people are talking about all these interesting places that they've been stuck. So have you found that too, Stuart?
Yeah, it's hilarious, actually. We also do, like, hashtag stuck the film,
yes,
right, as one word, and that sort of makes it more connected to our film. But I love the fact that, you know, you're seeing, when you type in hashtag stuck, you see all these other sort of literal interpretations of, like, oh, my foot's stuck in a manhole, or, you know, my head is stuck in between, you know, a banister. Or a lot of times you get other things. I mean, you get the idea that people are hashtagging stuck, you know, as whether they're in a place that they don't like or a place that they want to get out. And I love that.
Yeah, they were stuck in relationships too. I mean, exactly. People were amazing what people write on Facebook. I just got to say, you know, that
never shame.
Yes, and you know, so in what else was interesting about this film is, you know, how you got the funding for it. You know, a lot of people are doing Kickstarter and stuff like that, but you did something else. Tell us what you did to ensure that this movie got in theaters so that our listeners could see it.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, we made the film like any other normal filmmaker. We make the film where we got investors and we raised the money through people who are investing in the film. And we thought, great, that's the easy part. Until we made the movie. And then we realized, wow, to actually get the movie out there, it is so difficult because it's so much cheaper and there's so many other films, you know, to make films. It's so much more cost effective now than it was when you had to shoot on 35 millimeter. You know, there's so much content that everyone's still fighting for that same amount of screen time, screen placement. I mean, there's only the same amount of screens. There's only so many movie theaters. So everything's going straight to on-demand. They're going straight to iPhones, which hashtag stuck is also available. However, there's just something about seeing it in the movie theater. You know, call me a romantic. Call me a, you know, idealist as a filmmaker. But I just felt like I wanted to see this movie in the theater, and I feel also that so many of my friends and family say to me, Stuart, you're in the movie business. Why is it only superhero movies? Like, what happened to those other movies? Why aren't they in theaters? So we raised a sort of our own Kickstarter outside of Kickstarter because we didn't want to pay the fees, a campaign called GetStuckInTheaters.com. And basically, it gave everyone the chance to donate money to help get the movie the cost that it takes to help get the film in theaters around the country. And that's, we were the first film to do that. And thank God it was a success. Maybe other filmmakers will follow our path. And thanks to them, I mean, really, thanks to the demand of the public, you know, Stuck is coming out this Friday, October 10th. So, great.
It's exciting. You know, we cannot wait to talk more about it on next week's show. And you got a great cast. I mean, you got basically your two big stars here are Joel David Moore and Madeline Zima. Madeline's beautiful, and Joel David Moore is one of my favorite you know, character actors. Been in a lot of Adam Green's work. Of course, right now he's on Forever on ABC. You know, so you know, tell us about how you selected these two actors for the film.
So, yeah, it's actually very interesting. Joel, you know, obviously a lot of people know him from Grandma's Boy as JP, the robot guy, or, you know, from Avatar. And he's that guy that takes a little role and makes it big and memorable, but really not the leading man. Like, he's not offered these big leading man roles. And Madeline as well, she's that hot girl from Californication or that girl from there. But, again, not given, like, the leading role where the two of them get to hold down fort. And this movie is really all about the chemistry and the acting. And so when we were casting, believe it or not, we didn't have either of them. We had two completely separate actors 24 hours before we were going to shoot. Due to schedule conflicts and a couple other reasons, we lost our actor, and we had no one. And so we were literally on the fritz, running around our casting directors, calling everyone, trying to get in touch with who we thought would be right for this. And thank God, Joel David Moore and Madeline Zima both loved the script. We met with them, and I mean, a day later, they were on set. They never met before, first day, first shot of shooting. So a lot of people say that the chemistry between them is great,
yes,
which I attribute to them because they didn't even know each other.
Yeah, it is great, especially, you know, because I have seen the film and I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a moment in the film that is just very special between the two of them. And since today is our Breakthrough Entertainment Songs Made Scary by a Horror Movie Show, I wanted to point out that Madeline, we know her from a horror movie, but it was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was a little girl on Hammer Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, and she was also
was she?
Yeah, and she was also in
she's
the
also
nanny.
The little girl from the little girl from the nanny. She's been working since she was a child.
Yeah,
well,
so you know, Yeah, you got two great actors here, and you know, I urge everyone to seek it out next Friday in theaters here in Phoenix. It's all, like you said, it's also available online. So check it out. The movie is called Hashtag Stuck. You know, you can get playful here and do Hashtag Stuck on all the social media, but if you want some more, you know, to the point information, Hashtag Stuck the film. And, you know, we had just a wonderful time speaking with you. Stuart Asher, writer-director of Hashtag Stuck, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I love your show.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Best of luck with the release.
Thanks so much.